Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 26, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. House Democrats send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Joe Biden says there's nothing he can do to stop COVID until spring. Dr. Anthony Fauci urges Americans to wear two masks at the same time. Far-left riots rage on the West Coast. And what is the worst city in which to drive? We will tell you. Also ahead, can Donald Trump make a political comeback? But first, nine impeachment managers, all Democrats, officially filing with the Senate, setting up a trial over whether Donald Trump incited a, quote, open insurrection against Congress. That trial will begin on February 8th. Senator Schumer telling reporters the public proceedings are the only way the USA can bring about healing, which is complete nonsense. President Biden lowering expectations that his administration can slow the spread of COVID, saying, quote, there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Critics say Biden campaigned on controlling the virus in his first 100 days in office. But you know how these politicians are. Dr. Fauci telling Americans that wearing two face coverings at the same time can help reduce COVID transmission. Many politicians were seen wearing multiple masks at Biden's inauguration. Dr. Fauci, now the highest paid employee in the entire federal government, earning $417,000 each year, more than the president. Far-left activists rampaging through downtown Seattle, Portland, and Tacoma, Washington, despite a change in leadership in the White House. Police arrested dozens of demonstrators after they targeted police stations and other buildings, including the original Starbucks coffee shop in Seattle. New study ranks Boston the worst city in America for traffic. Researchers reporting the average driver in Beantown lost 149 hours last year to road congestion. 149. Taking into account gas, insurance, and wear and tear on your vehicle, that's $2,000 out of Bostonians' pockets. In a moment, is politics in Donald Trump's future? One man will decide that. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Can Donald Trump make a political comeback? Well, the turtle snapped. Powerful Senator Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. the turtle, is not opposing the impeachment trial of President Trump, signaling the two men are no longer happy together. If you do not understand that reference, shame. There is no doubt that the traditional leaders of the Republican Party want nothing further to do with Donald Trump. However, they have a problem because so many Americans continue to support him and believe he is being treated unfairly by the establishment. So the turtle and other GOP power brokers should be very careful if they want to keep their power. President Trump is not a man to be easily dismissed. The road back to authority for Mr. Trump is paved by just one person, Joe Biden. And I'm not talking about running for president again, which is a long shot, but not impossible for Donald Trump. No, I'm talking about political influence and credibility. The conniving Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer well understand that President Trump will retain people power. That's what is driving this absurd second impeachment. Donald Trump did encourage Americans to protest the election results. Absolutely, he did that. But he did not ever contemplate violence, especially that occurred on January 6th. Maybe he should have contemplated that. But a misjudgment, even when it's drastic, is not a removable offense for a president. Therefore, the latest impeachment is designed for just one thing, to finish Trump forever in the political arena. At this point, the betting odds are that Mr. Trump will not be convicted in the Senate. Schumer needs 16 Republican senators to support the Democrats. A few, like Mitt Romney, are salivating to cancel Trump, but most are not. Now back to President Biden. The smart play would have been for him to discourage impeachment in the name of national unity. Instead, Biden did his best impression of Pontius Pilate and stood aside. Are you surprised? It would have taken courage to go up against the howling left-wing mob. The overreach by Democrats and their media allies is just getting started, and it is here where Donald Trump might benefit. First, the cancel culture. This despicable trend is owned exclusively by the left. The cruelty and unfairness of the effort is obvious to any decent person. The more traction the cancel thugs get, the more anti-liberal backlash there will be. Immigration. Soon the southern border will be under siege again because President Biden is sending open border signals. That chaos will anger many Americans. Finally, the economy. Already gas prices are rising because oil companies know Mr. Biden will hurt them. So the energy moguls are stockpiling cash, and that hurts working people. I could list many other examples, but here's the headline. If President Biden's liberal policies fail, and that's almost a given, Americans will be looking for someone to stop the madness, and it will not be the turtle. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. For some folks around the world, winter weather isn't just cold, it's brutal. Residents living in the northern latitudes brace for polar winds, blankets of snow, and sub-zero temperatures. Whether it's Siberia, the North American wilderness, or northeastern China, people in those locales routinely face the longest and most challenging winter on the planet. Here are some of the coldest places on Earth last week, according to AccuWeather. First up, Dudinka, Russia, near the Arctic Circle. 20,000 locals there saw temperatures drop to negative 38. Next, Harbin, China. That town is home to 10 million people. Folks call it Ice City, with an average temperature of minus 10 degrees in January. Wow. Over to Winnipeg, Canada. City is pummeled by polar winds and Arctic air between September and March. Thermometers there dropped to negative 50 in late December. Norway's northern islands are almost always chilly. The archipelago is the coldest permanent settlement on Earth, boasting a population of 2,000 people and 3,000 polar bears. Every resident is required by law to carry a firearm because of the bears. Things can also get pretty chilly in the continental USA. How about the northern plains? Grand Forks, Fargo, St. Paul, and Minneapolis all boast the average winter temperature of 0 degrees, nothing. Last week, folks in the Dakotas saw the thermometer hit negative 10. Look west if you're searching for the snowiest place in the lower 48 states, Mount Rainier, Washington. The 14,000-foot volcano sees an average snowfall of 650 inches, and that's 54 feet of the white stuff. Fortunately, Americans have many options to choose from to avoid freezing winter weather. If you hate the cold, consider Everglades City, Florida, Melbourne, Florida, or Key West. Those places haven't seen a single snowflake in the last 200 years. But watch out for that sunburn. Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.